Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC Radio Devon.
Tony Blackburn.
There you go, Diana Ross and Upside Down. I've always preferred the right way up, actually, but, you know, everybody have their preferences. How are you? Welcome along. It's Tony Blackman here at BBC Radio Devon. I'm with you for the next 3 days. So, I hope that we have a lovely time together. I know we're going to. How can you not have a lovely time being in, living in Devon and, all the lovely things that you have down here as well? Pleasure to be here. Always enjoy being in. Well, I'm actually in Plymouth. That's where we are at this very moment. A couple of days' time, I'm moving to Exeter because with an act like mine, I have to travel around quite a bit. I don't stay in the same place too long. I don't want to be a sitting target. But, thanks very much indeed to the breakfast team there. And I hope you're going to enjoy the programs we've got lined up for you. We've got a couple of guests coming in today. Neil Carter, who's written a thing called This Day in Music. I have a way with this thing. It's a book, for goodness sake. This Day in Music. And also we've got the Jive Aces. If you're into jive and swing and things like that, we'll talk more about that later on. They've been appearing in a festival that's been going on in London, which I totally didn't actually go to. I didn't even know it was on. But they've appeared there, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. What it's all about is you on the phone, us having a chat together and playing some great music. And I'm, of course, you know that I love soul music, so we'll be having one of my soul sort of records that I particularly love, One Every Hour. And if you'd like to tune in and indeed just call in right now, anything that's on your mind, even if there's nothing on your mind like mine, I have very little on my mind most of the time. It's blank, quite honestly. But if you'd like to phone in at 0845 301 1034, that would be just tremendous. I'm not a great sporting fan. In fact, I've only watched 2 football games in this year, and both of them were the England games, because I thought, let's just see what the England team's like. I didn't realise how bad they were. They're absolutely atrocious, weren't they? Absolutely atrocious. And I was thinking to myself, we've got a manager there in Fabio who can't speak English very well, and to me it's obvious, why don't we have David Beckham? He looks great in a suit, and he will be respected by all the players, and he knows what he's doing. To me, it's sort of obvious. So have you got any thoughts about that? Anything else that's on your mind, give us a call. The usual number, 0845 301 1034. And in the last 46 years, we've talked basically about everything, haven't we? Played great music. And if there's a particular song that you like, which you never hear, do ring up and have a chat. We might, who knows, we might be able to find it for you and play it for you. But the main thing is, give us a call and join in the program. Because I can sit here talking nonsense for a whole 3 hours, but I would love you to join in. That's what it's all about, conversation, isn't it? I always think with radio, you switch the radio on, you very kindly invite me into your home, and we'd like to have a chat together. It's as simple as that, and have fun. 0845 301 1034, that is the number. You can also text in as well at 81333 81333. All right, but 0845 301 1034, that is the number. Let's get to know one another. Let's have a chat. Anything that's on your mind, are you here on holiday for that matter, and what have you been up to? Give us a call. Love this song. This is Elton John and the Great Detroit Spinners, and Are You Ready for Love? Give us a call then. The lines are open. 0845 301 1034.
Catch a star. Are you ready for love? Yes, I am.
There you go. It's Elton John and Are You Ready for Love? It's funny with that, because Elton John heard that particular song and thought, that's great. And he said to the Detroit Spinners, let's do a record together. And of course they did. And what actually happened was that he cut them out. And they're hardly there. But there is another version with just the Detroit Spinners, which is terrific. I've got it somewhere, but I forgot to bring it in. But I'll play you that version sometime if we have a chance to. Right now, the lines are open, 0845 301 1034. I'd love you to join in, okay, if there's anything that's on your mind at the moment. I've come down so many times to Devon, and in the old days, many, many years ago, in the late 60s and early 70s, used to come around this area, and it holds back so many wonderful memories for me, because I used to do those Radio 1 road shows. Are there any of you listening in at the moment who used to come along to those road shows in the early days? Unbelievable, weren't they? Great fun. And I always remember the weather being absolutely fantastic, but you do remember the best time, don't you? We've got, as I said earlier on, we've got Neil Carter coming in a little bit later on. he'll be chatting about the this day in music. It's really to do with, you know, he has the sort of days there, the records, and then what was happening at that time. Everybody loves that sort of thing. It's like everybody, apart from me, love chart shows. I remember when I did the Top 40 show, you know, getting excited about a song that had gone up, down, sideways, or out of a chart. But people love chart shows. And also, people love dancing as well. I have got no sense of rhythm whatsoever. I'm the world's worst dancer. And I used to be a magician. Musician at the Bournemouth Pavilion Ballrooms in Bournemouth. I was a guitarist down there and singer with a Jan Ralphini orchestra for many, many years. And you'll find that musicians basically sit there and, like myself, played the guitar and did all the quick steps and the foxtrots, but could never dance myself. This particular group, the Jive Aces, had a lot of success, and Len Goodman from Strictly Come Dancing has sort of said that they are the big thing, and they're doing very well at the moment. They'll be in to have a chat to us a bit later on. I should have told you, when you text in, incidentally, you don't just text in with that number I gave you, 81333. You have to put Devon in front of it. So put Devon, 81333. Devon, 81333. Anything that's on your mind, if you want to say hi to somebody, you might have a birthday today. We'd love to do that for you as well. But phone in at 0845 301 1034. And do you agree with me that David Beckham, I mean, to me it's obvious. I know nothing about football whatsoever. Richard, who's my producer today, is an expert on this. Richard is an expert. He actually, he said that it was, I think, I'm right in saying that he thought it was a good idea as well. So Richard's just come into the studio, actually. What do you think, Richard? I mean, David Beckham, have I got you on the right microphone there?
I'm on the green one.
You are. You're on the green one.
Yeah, I think David Beckham will be the next England manager.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, and I find football, do you find football boring as I do?
I find the England games boring currently.
No, just football.
But football in general, no, I'm okay with it. I'm all right. I'm quite a football fan, but yeah. Sometimes I wouldn't cross the road to watch an England game, certainly. Recently.
But it's too much football. I mean, what I basically, I'll be absolutely honest with you, what I don't like about football, it interferes with Coronation Street on the television. See, I love Coronation Street. I watched the first Coronation Street. I've been watching it ever since. And I haven't missed an episode, I don't think. And whenever you get football, everything else is shunted aside for this darn match. And football to me is just a load of people going from one end of the bit to the other, shooting at the goal and missing, and the commentators who are waffling on about it, they get very excited. Now he's coming out there, and oh, he's missed. And they all yell as well. All commentators yell at you.
That's because you can't hear because of the crowd and the vuvuzelas.
Oh, those vuvuzelas.
I know, they spoil it, don't they?
Plastic trumpet. Do you know, I was listening to, I'll say it, Radio 5 Live. I was listening just because I wanted to hear the opening ceremony of the World Cup, all right? And that's it. I haven't listened ever since. And I tuned in and I thought there was something wrong with my radio. I was coming down the motorway, the M25, stuck in a traffic jam. And I thought, oh, God, what's happened to my radio? And I rung the garage up. I said, I think there's something wrong with my radio. There's this whistling sound. They said, what are you listening to? And I said, well, what I was listening to. And they said, no, it's something that's happening in Africa. And they didn't know what it was.
Terrible.
And they said, but it's a load of people blowing plastic trumpets.
You can't be watching the football if you're blowing your trumpet very well, can you?
I can't. I wouldn't. No. I, who wants to blow plastic trumpets?
No.
They're not that easy to play either.
I think they are a one-note instrument, aren't they?
They are. Great. Horrible. For people who want to play an instrument. You say, I can play this instrument. But unfortunately, millions of other people can as well.
That's right.
So what do people think about this? Do you honestly think that David Beckham would make a great manager? Why haven't they made him manager?
Well, of course, there's the money issue with Fabio Capello.
£6 million
a year. £6 million it would cost. Yeah, if they wanted to get rid of him. So there's the money issue. Mm. He hasn't got any managerial experience, no. But he would certainly be a motivator, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Old Beckham.
Somebody's saying to me that he'll be all right in about 2 years because he'll be hiring people he hasn't played with, so there's no loyalty to anybody there.
That's a very good point.
As well. Yeah. And I don't know why I'm talking about football, because I can't stand the game.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But somebody knows nothing about it. I'm prepared to talk about it, because it just interests me. I mean, David Beckham, I mean, I'm as straight as a thing, you know. I mean, I'm happily married and everything, but I even find David Beckham attractive.
He's a very handsome man, isn't he?
He's a very handsome man. Mm. I wouldn't mind going out with him for the evening.
Well, no, there would be a little bit of interest, wouldn't there, of hanging around with David for a night, yeah.
Absolutely. I'd like him to adopt me, because he's got so much money. I'd never have to work again in my life.
Live in Los Angeles.
Live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only trouble is, I think Victoria Beckham, I don't know where she'd have to move out to.
That'd be a, that'll
I
be
don't, I don't think the three of us being there would work. And Victoria Beckham, she always looks a bit miserable to me.
Yeah, there is that about her.
What's she got to look miserable about? She's got the fortune, hasn't she?
Absolute fortune. Married to one of the most handsome people in the world. Mm. Living in one of the most wonderful cities in the world. Yeah, you'd think she'd be happy.
Yeah. And I noticed that he didn't bring... He was at Wimbledon, wasn't he, for the men's finals?
Yeah.
No, it was the semifinals,
wasn't
it?
Murray, yeah.
Andy Murray, who's really... Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Do you think we've got another Tim Henman here?
A never-winning...
Yes.
...person.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah, he just hasn't quite got it there at the moment.
He's a bit unlucky, isn't he? Now, I'm going to talk sport now, just for a moment. He's
all
a bit
right.
unlucky, Tony, because, of course, he's come through at the time when we got Roger Federer, who is just head and shoulders above most people, and now Federer's on the wane, Rafa Nadal's come up, and is winning everything, and you just think, is he ever going to beat Federer or Nadal in a final? Probably not.
Probably not. And Wayne Rooney, you know, if it wasn't for his good looks, he's got nothing going for
him. That's absolutely
right. Because the guy, as far as I can see, I mean, I only saw him play for England, but I thought he was lousy.
He didn't perform very well. You're
but does he normally?
Right.
Is he a good footballer?
He is a very good footballer. Yeah.
Is he
worth is it £160,000 a week he earns?
I could play better than him.
Probably.
Well, I look a bit better as well. Did you see those pictures of him in the Sunday papers with all his sun? He doesn't even know how to rub sun cream into his face.
Yeah.
He looked dreadful. So there you go. What do you think? Do you think we should? And I also think that I find football boring. So we could have when we have the Premiership starting. All right. What we do, we have one day of it. We just have Premiership shootouts. So we get all the teams together in one place, and we shoot it out, and we get the whole thing over and done within a day.
There'll be a lot of support for that.
I think it's excellent.
Good idea.
What do you think? I've given you a few things to talk about there. This is the number to ring right now. If I'm talking rubbish, come on and tell me. I don't mind, all right? I don't mind. Just give us a call at the usual number, 0845 301 1034. 0845 301 1034. I can't believe you think I'm talking nonsense, though. Crowded house, don't dream it's over. We never have a crowded house, I've got no friends. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the programme. BBC, Radio Devon, Tony Blackburn here with you for the next 3 days, actually. Judy away on holiday, don't worry, she'll be back. But I don't know, for a couple of weeks or so she's going to be back. My old friend Pat Sharp's going to be here with you next week as well. So, that's going to be interesting for you, and I hope very much indeed you're going to stay with me. I'm here with you, as I said, today, tomorrow, and the next day as well. If you'd like to take part in the programme, the usual number, 0845 301 1034. I'm going to be talking to Paul in just a moment.
Richard Digance.
BBC Radio Devon.
Thank you very much indeed. He's also very good to his mother. He never goes home. 27 minutes past 9, Tony Blackman here with you at BBC Radio Devon. Paul's on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, very well. Not bad, actually. How are you enjoying the programme so far?
Oh, excellent. Yeah, it's the old days.
The old days.
Yeah.
Ah, they don't write songs like they used to. The weather was always better, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
How about football? I don't know why we're talking about football. I hate sport. But we are talking about it because, of course, the World Cup, the most annoying event to happen for a long time, is on at this very moment, isn't it? Those plastic trumpets. Are they getting on your nerves as well?
Oh, yeah. I can't bear to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a wind-up.
And you switch the television on. It's there the whole time, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't escape from it, can you?
Oh, it's just dreadful, isn't it? Absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of my views on David Beckham being the manager?
Yeah, not a bad idea. He's got to do a better job than Capello, that's for sure.
I could look, if they paid me £6 million, I could turn up a team that wouldn't win. No problem. But why do you have to pay somebody £6 million? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's worth that.
Really out of order.
Yeah. So what do you get up to, Paul?
I'm retired now, Tony.
What did you used to do?
I used to be in local government.
Oh, so what was that? What did that involve exactly? Apart from drinking tea and biscuits.
Oh, I did plenty of that. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was in audit and security.
Oh, security. So you're quite a big butch man, are you?
Well, you could say that. I do a bit of weight training. So.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I do one press up a day.
That's too much.
It is too much. And that's with the left eyelid. So have you been in Devon all your life?
Oh, no, I'm a Londoner.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So you live in Torquay, is that right?
Yeah, Paignton, yeah.
Oh, it's lovely down there, isn't it?
Really?
Absolutely gorgeous. So how long have you been down in Devon?
Oh, 15 years.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
So what is it? You would never move back to London?
I'd go back now and again just for a visit, but I can't wait to get back again.
No, it's a nicer way of life down here, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
I live in a place very near Elstree where they make EastEnders, you know, around that area.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And where they make Big Brother.
Yeah.
And
well, that's another one I avoid.
Well, actually, yeah, you're quite right. I mean, I've been watching it because my wife and my daughter, I've got a 13-year-old daughter called Victoria. She does a little bit of TV nowadays as well. Mm. And well, she does go to school, of course, as well. She actually enjoys Big Brother. The language is a little bit dodgy, but, you know, nowadays you have to go along with some of it. But this one is not bad. It's, and I've got slightly into it. I hate to say it, but I am actually watching it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. The funny thing is, though, for a long, long time, it's been going on a long time, and you know the fireworks they have at the end?
Oh, yeah.
I got you, Paul. You do watch it. Got you.
Well, I must admit, I've watched a bit of it, if it's only just to sit there and moan about it.
I bet you watch it every single day. You listen, you watch it online on stream as well, and you watch the whole darn thing, but won't own up to it. But they have the firework display at the end, which is in a 10-minute delay.
Mm.
So, and where we live, we're right at the top of a hill, and it's about a mile away, but you can see all these fireworks going off. And I used to take my daughter out into the garden and say, I've laid on a firework display for you this evening.
Well, that's a cheap way of doing it.
Well, it was. And she used to go out there. We used to stand out there, and I said, she said, this is when she was a lot younger, obviously. She said, oh, that was lovely, Dad. Can you do it again for me next year? And I got away with this for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And she used to tell all her friends, Dad's got this firework display. And the people who lived around the area said, you can watch it as well if you like.
Oh, excellent.
So what are you doing today, Paul?
Oh, I'm going out on my scooter today, Tony.
Scooter?
Yeah.
Really? Do you think at your age that's right? You might topple off. You might topple off.
Yeah, it probably will. It's a middle-age crisis.
It is it? Yeah, you're going through this thing. Roughly how old are you then, Paul?
65.
Oh, 65.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Pushing on now.
Yeah, well, I'm a little older than you.
Are you?
Yeah. 67 I am.
Goodness, yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah,
I'm nearly dead. In fact, it'll be a miracle if I get to the end of this program.
Oh, lovely.
I live in hope so. Have you got to that stage in your life, Paul, when you sort of wake up in the morning and you're still breathing and you think, oh, thank God for that?
Yeah, yeah.
So what sort of...
to reach another day.
Exactly. And you have to live near a hospital or an outpatient as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's essential, yeah.
My doctor, and this is not a joke, my doctor, she lives two doors down from me.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, it's terrific. Absolutely terrific.
Yeah, on the next move, I'm going to say to the estate agent, make sure it's near a hospital.
Absolutely. Very, very wise indeed. So what sort of scooter do you have, Paul?
A Vespa GS.
Oh, yeah, they've got little small wheels.
That's it. Yeah.
And and when it rains, they're very dangerous.
Can be.
You're a man living on the edge. You're a dangerous...
Well, my partner keeps turning...
You're a dangerous pensioner.
Yes, she keeps saying I shouldn't be doing things
no,
like this.
No, absolutely. Paul, lovely talking to you. Are you enjoying BBC Radio Devon?
Oh, I am. Yeah, I always listen.
Excellent.
It's always nice to hear you. Mm. I remember you from the old days on the pirate ships.
I do as well. I looked at myself this morning in the mirror in the hotel and I thought, where have I seen you before? I remember you. Paul, lovely talking to you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Aircheckdownloads.com.